Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the official 101st podcast of the Technorama Resort. All of us here at the geekiest place on the planet, thank you for joining us and hope that you enjoy the program. And don't forget to join us each Wednesday and Sunday as we go behind the scenes and explore what's new in the geeky kingdom. Our podcast will begin momentarily. Thank you.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Welcome to Technorama. This is show number 101 for April 17th, 2006. This is the show that has been found to cause cancer in lab rats. I'm Chuck Tomasi, your host. And with me is the man supplying the rats, Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm pretty good, man. They keep eating all my cheese.
Reminds me of a poem I wrote in fifth grade about cheese and rats and mice. But
a poem?
A poem. Okay. I still remember it. It was a limerick. Once I had trouble with
there once
mice.
Was a man from Venus. Who,
No. It was Nantucket.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
This show is G-rated, remember?
Yeah.
Coming up in tonight's show, the big 101, we've got a UPS question from Charles Stell. We've got a life of 101. We've got just a ton of 101 stuff. We touch base with Tornado Tim and many, many other things.
And he will blow you away.
He's about to go out storm chasing. It's been an interesting year so far, and we'll check in with him. And Craig's got a new segment, which we will introduce. We've got another installment of Try a Geek. Three-pointer coming up tonight, right after
the big show
on this day in tech history. On this day in tech history for April 17th, 2006. This is April 17th, it's the 107th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 258 days remaining in 2006. It was on this day in 1492 that Christopher Columbus signed a contract with Spain's King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella, giving Columbus a commission to seek a westward ocean passage to Asia. Benjamin Franklin died at the age of 84 on this day in 1790. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios formed from the merger of Metro Pictures, Goldwyn Pictures, and Louis B. Mayer Company on this date in 1924. And on this day in 1945 in Stassfurt, Germany, U.S. Lieutenant Colonel Boris T. Pasch seizes half a ton of uranium in an attempt to foil Soviet plans to build an atomic bomb. Professional wrestlers in Los Angeles refused to perform 45 years ago tonight because KTLA-TV wanted to televise the matches. Scandalous. The Ford Motor Company unveils the Ford Mustang at the New York World's Fair on this date in 1964. Also on this date in 1964, Jerry Mock becomes the first woman to circumnavigate the world by air. And the ill-fated Apollo 13 spacecraft returns to Earth safely on this date in 1970. IBM introduced the first 1 megabit or 128 kilobit memory chip on this date in 1986. Happy birthday goes out on this date in 1598 to Giovanni Riccioli, the Italian astronomer. And German botanist Carl Friedrich Philipp von Martius was born on this date in 1794. English mathematician Augustus Edward Hoare Love was born on this date in 1863. And in 1866, the British physiologist Ernest Starling was born. Finally, Nobel Prize-winning biologist George J.F. Kohler was born on this date in 1946. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for April 17th, 2006.
This is Adam Savage from Mythbusters, and you're listening to Technorama with Chuck and Craig.
Hi, guys. This is Darusha from the Golden Hammers Tech Watch with an entry for your drinking game. I heard you were going to hit show 101 PDQ. For those of you who need the 411, 101 is bin for a fin. So I turned off the Wi-Fi and the VoIP, sat down at the PC to record this MP3 ASAP. Congrats, CNK, and I can't wait for show 101100101. You guys make me ROTFLMAO.
I can't see straight after that segment. Thanks, Darusha. We need more stuff like that. People That's who right. actually listen.
There's a couple of them in here.
We have an interesting email from Charles Stell. Would you like to hear it?
Let's go for it.
All right. Let's see if we can get this one going.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
Thank you, George Carlin. The letter is from Charles Stell. He says, "Hi, Chuck. I have to rant about UPSs. Some seem to last forever. Just change the batteries every 5 years or so and keep on going. However, I have two Minuteman MBK550E, which work fine, except for the cheesy little fan that wears out the bearings and slows down. This could easily be solved by adding another fan or replacing that one, but it has a tack output, and the UPS beeps like crazy unless it's happy with the tack signal. My complaint is that it's cheaper to replace than repair / ship for repair, but the supply runs fine. It just needs a cheap 12-volt fan. So what kind of UPS have you found to be the most reliable and long-lived? My best luck has been with CyberPower brick units. I have three of them still chugging away after 4 years with nothing but the occasional vacuuming of the dust bunnies. Keep up the good work. Charles from the Sticks."
I've always used APCs.
I've used APCs. We used to use Best at work. APCs mm-hmm. seem to be pretty sturdy, and I'm trying to remember what the newer one is we've switched to.
I do remember APCs being really sturdy and reliable, but I do know that I've had a pile of them where the batteries did go dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they were unusable, you know, for that respect. But
they seem to run for about 5 years and then die and never come back.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can buy replacement batteries for those things, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and the shipping will kill you on shipping batteries. Call out to the listeners. Send in your comments about UPSs. We will forward them, discuss them, parse them, whatever it may take to get them to Charles Stell in an intelligible manner.
Not with this show.
Hello, this is Lenny. Just wanted to say congratulations on show number 101. You guys are great. It's been great to be part of the show. Sorry I haven't been keeping in touch. Got a lot of things going on with the new job and whatnot. I'll fill you in later. Till then, 101.
Lenny's got a new job. Must be flipping burgers at a different place.
I was thinking more like garbage man, but we'll see.
Well, he is in IT. I wonder what happened at Rippy's.
I don't know.
I may have to give him a call sometime soon.
Yep.
It's time to give a shout-out to the people in the chat room. We've got Dahoov, Human Shield, Jorga Schrauen is up at almost 4 a.m. his local time in Belgium, Kevin Devon, Lingo, Mad Marv, Mark Shepard, Nibble, that's half a bite, by the way, Philip from Australia, he's already in tomorrow, it's no longer today for him.
That's right.
We got the RoboChuck 2000 serving up your beverage and refrigerator wishes, Scafey, Sven 603, Tim Elliott, Victor, and Zahadoom.
Whoops, somebody else just come in.
Beaker just jumped in. Hey, Beaker! There you
go. Hey, Beaker, what's up?
And don't forget, we've got the Fit Challenge happening over at the Frapper Map. do us a favor, put some pins on there if you haven't already. We're having a contest with the other Friends in Tech.
The Frapper Smackdown?
The Frapper Smackdown. We want your pin. It only takes a moment. If you're not registered, that only takes 2 moments. Then you can make Technorama. Go to frapper.com, frapper.com/Technorama, and stick it on us. Stick it to us.
Stick it to us.
Stick it there.
Just another way to stick it to the man.
I also have to mention that we did that What the Chuck the show or two ago about the lady who was having problems crossing the intersection.
Oh, yeah.
L.A. And Douglas Welch from Career Opportunities, the high-tech career handbook, was over there and did some timing and said it was about 20 seconds for the thing to change. I don't know how many lanes of traffic you were crossing, but...
He went to that place?
He went to that place. I wanted him to get an audio clip. Hello, this is Douglas Welch at the corner of... I'm crossing... Hong Kong!
Hey, listen to the light change.
I hear footprints.
Yeah.
And did you add this link about the Korea Times?
I did. Because I think the origami is about as stupid idea as anything else I've seen besides laptops. Anyway, Samsung Electronics, Intel, and Microsoft have been promoting, you know, the origami, which is like their mini laptop type thing. Well, recently, I think it was in Japan. These three CEOs were getting up to make announcements about the origami, and each one, their presentation failed horribly, and they had to get some of their staff eventually to get up there and help them get through it just to show you how easy the origami is to operate. So that's why I had to throw it in there. Oh, it was pretty funny, and I suggest you read it because it gets into more details, but it's pretty funny.
Typewriter, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What did you find in the newsroom?
Well, there's some dust bunnies and some paper holes all over the floor. Now, I found out, somebody sent us this link as well, but I saw that the Best Buy Geek Squad is accused of pirating software. Apparently, they got busted for using some commercial license. You know, they were breaking the commercial licenses that were coming with some of the software as they were installing it. Yep. I think Win Internals is actually bringing the lawsuit up for them. So I'm interested to see how this goes. And what's even funnier, I saw a survey by Win Internals on the internet this past weekend stating that if you were previously employed by Best Buy with the Geek Squad, please fill out this form. If you currently work there, go away. They're fishing for some more details. So doesn't look good for the Geek Squad.
We also have wait a minute, I've got a new Hacks and Strange Stories. Things are a little out of order. They're not in the playlist the same way they are in the outline.
Well, hold on, here you go. The other thing I had in here
was the
Google calendars. Now, have you been playing? I'm sure you've been playing with yours, I know. What, the calendar?
Yes, thank you for quantifying that for me.
Yeah. Well, the calendar is pretty cool. It kind of, if you have a Gmail account, then, and you probably already heard that Google has released their calendar out in the wild, which is pretty neat. It's a great little interface. You know, it's real simple, but it gives you a nice Ajaxian, you know, if I may use that overused term, interface, so you can move appointments around. Anyway, I've got a link to some iCal folders you can. iCal files you can import into them, anything from miscellaneous history, celebrity birthdays, on down to DVD releases, movie releases, and so on and so forth. So, there's a link to that.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Hacks and Strange Stories. We have found in the Hacks and Strange Stories, we've got geek graffiti, which is rather bizarre. Points you to a picture that is nothing but a brick wall painted white with a status bar saying, loading, please wait, in magic marker on it. So stupid people will be there quite some time, which is, you know, about the same as loading any application on Windows.
I want to make that my wallpaper.
The other thing we've got is a new soda dispenser. This is an old PC tower chassis. The drives have been taken out of the drive bay, so there's...
Look at that Mountain Dew hack.
2 5.25-inch slots, and they put in one of those refrigerator packs, which holds 12 cans of soda. 12 ounce cans, and they slide it right in there.
That's sweet.
Pretty cool. Now all you need is a refrigeration unit built around that.
Yeah.
And you came up with the Easter egg archive.
Now, you know, we record this on Easter, so I thought it was only appropriate to throw in some Easter eggs. And here's a link to eeggs.com, and they have Easter eggs for movies, TV, music,
TV shows,
everything.
Oh my gosh. Even books. There's Easter eggs in books?
I guess so. I haven't looked through any of them. I don't read enough to be able to identify with any of them. But anyway, the Easter egg that pointed me towards this was an open office Easter egg where you pull up office or open office calc, which is like Excel. Now, this is like the Excel Easter egg where you end up playing a game. You put in the formula, and I'll let you read all that. You open a new window, da da da. You know, jump through a hoop like a circus poodle, and then you end up getting the Star Wars game.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is kind of neat. I saw a screenshot of it. So
enter this formula equals game parenthesis quote Star Wars quote parenthesis.
Mm-hmm. What gave it away, Chuck?
The game formula.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was pretty cool, and it comes up with a little screen and. You know, let you play this little Star Wars game.
Hey, Norbert joined us in the chat room. Welcome, Norbert. Did we say lingo? Norb. We said lingo before. He gets two shout-outs.
Hey, Chuck and Craig. This is Mar from Hawaii. Just wanted to congratulate you on your 101st show. And I just wanted to let you know how much we all appreciate how much time you put into the show. And we want you to keep them coming, okay?
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Over here, in the media corner.
And in the media corner, Craig has steered us over to the Star Trek section.
Yep. There's a little video. We talked about the New Voyages, the fan film. Actually, it's turning into more of a fan film now. More than a fan film, I should say. But they have a little... with a vignette or vignette or whatever you want to call that. It's a little 5-minute clip with some of the other actors that are in the New Voyages show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little 5-minute clip, and it introduces the younger version of Sulu that's playing in the show.
Funny you should mention that, because George Takei's birthday's coming up.
Oh, well.
I was recording
we
a
don't
few-
mention it until it's here.
I was recording a few on this day in tech histories in advance because I've got an upcoming trip. So I came across that one. I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So anyway, I downloaded it. It's cool. It's got that same little, like I said, little taste of the original series kind of thing. So it's pretty cool. Go download it and check it out.
And also in there, I'm trying to bring up the other link, but it's being really pathetically slow.
Yeah, probably because everybody's beating up on it. Anyway, it's a link to tuxmachines.org, and they have a little article talking about a Linux distribution. I think it was PC Linux, I think. I looked at it briefly earlier. However, the interesting part of this live CD is that it has games only, just a ton of games.
Wow.
And, yeah, so you throw it in there, you can play Quake 4, I think it was, Quake 4. They had several other 3D games, all the way down to Solitaire and all that stuff like you normally get. So all you do is throw it in your drive, boot up, and you can play these games.
Neat! I want to do that.
Yeah, it is pretty.
I want to do that as soon as I load Linux again.
By the way,
Chuck and Craig with a K. This is Mike from the Riverbend at theriverbendpodcast.com, where I play lots of hard rock music from southern Minnesota and from around the world. I would like to congratulate you guys on show number 5. It's hard to believe as it's been only 5. What? Show 101? Are you sure? Positive. Really? I thought because it said 101. Okay. Well, then why didn't they say 01100101? Oh, well. Congratulations, guys, on show 01100101, and here's to many more bits. 101, guys.
We got a schlug of them, to say the least.
A
yes.
Schlug? Is that a metric
schlug? A schlug. It's a metric schlug.
I'm free. I'm open. I'm open. I'm open.
Oh, damn. Oh, I love turducken. I've done turducken for 2 years now. I don't remember what those are. How do we get on food? Is this the Food Network?
We can stretch anything into Technorama.
I know. Chuck is losing it. He needs vacation time.
Let's promote him to manager! You keep talking, I'll keep listening.
Well, there goes that.
Hey, Tech and Craig, this is Bruce. You know, I don't know where I'm going to be when I'm listening to show number 100, but you guys know I wouldn't miss it. So I just wanted to take a little time to wish you and yours all the best. Keep up with the great show. Man, what would I do if I wasn't blurting out, laughing out loud for no good reason while I'm sitting there on the plane flying somewhere? So great show, guys. 101. Have a good one. And let's go for 10,000 of them. How about that? I was around for number one. I'll be around for 10,000.
It's Chuck and Greg. This is John Durrell from the Ice Skateboard Podcast, giving you a big 5-0 for your show 101.
Congratulations on your 101st show. I love Technorama. Chuck and Greg are my heroes. Binary high five. 101.
Woohoo! We're somebody's heroes at least.
That's right. And that was cool. That sounded so sweet.
There was one that was kind of broken up with noise that was Jan Durholt from the Ice Skateboard Podcast. He was doing a 5-0, which, as I understand, is a skateboard term for sliding on your rear truck. So,
what was it? Like a Marty McFly?
Yeah, he was just kind of skating around. He goes, here, you're doing 101, so here's a 5-0. So, that's what that was. It was a little bit beat up, but that was kind of cool.
That is
cool.
Into
skateboarding is something to listen to.
Hey, by the way, Chuck.
Yes?
I wanted to talk about, just for a minute, you know, I hacked my iPod this weekend.
What'd you do?
Well, I took a hatchet. No. what I did was, you know, but previously I had an Arcos MP3 player. It was a Jukebox 6000, which really means 6 gig. So what I did was I'd upgraded the hard drive on it, but there was a open source firmware for it called Rockbox. Have you heard about that?
No.
Well, Rockbox, these guys wrote it, and they you could install it on your Arcos, and it gave it a lot more functionality with almost gapless playback and all kinds of good stuff. Anyway, I saw that their firmware that they have available is actually available for iPods now. So I was like, cool, I'm going to go read about it. So I went and read and checked it out. Now, the interface looks a little funny once you get it installed. However, you get gapless playback. You can play...
Now, explain gapless playback.
What's that?
Explain gapless playback.
Say if you're listening to Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Okay, you know all the tracks kind of blend in one to the other?
Yes.
You don't want that little second or quick... you want to change tracks.
Okay.
It does crossfading on the iPod. So I can tell it to crossfade or gapless. So it'll, like I said, it closes that gap and it starts playing the next track immediately. There's a ton of plugins, games, all kinds of stuff. I was really impressed. I'm going to take it back off because it's still got a little ways to go, but I just thought it was worth mentioning. It's pretty cool. So if you're feeling a little adventurous, it's not Linux on the iPod. That's totally different. This is a firmware only, so it's easy to install and remove.
Is the install and remove like install and remove for Linux on the iPod?
Sort of. It changes the bootloader. So I made a copy of the bootloader onto my machine, and then I install the one for my version of the iPod that they have available. And what happens is when the Apple comes up, like if I shut it off and I turn the Apple on, if I hit the menu and hold the menu key down immediately, it'll boot into the regular Apple iPod. But if I just let it go, it boots into the Rockbox.
How would you rate the interface? iPod versus the Rockbox?
The text is small. Well, the text is small. Of course, they have some themes where you can turn them on, and it makes the text a little bit bigger and look more like the regular iPod. But it's still got a little ways to go because it was there's a lot of menu options and stuff. But however, it's very flexible. So I'd say, it's okay. I wouldn't say it was ever for everybody. But if you're interested in checking it out, you know, it's not that hard to do.
Where can they find more information?
At rockbox.org.
Beauty.
Hi, Chuck and Craig. This is Ellie from Israel. Wanted to let you know that you have fans all over the world. I've started listening to the show about 20 episodes ago and got totally hooked on myself and got some of my buddies hooked as well. Your podcast is one of the few shows with actual personality and humor, and really gets the day started with a smile. So, congratulations on your 101 show, and wish you the next 65, that's in hexa, 65 more. Cheers, guys. See ya.
Hey, Chuck, this is Tornado Tim calling in. Well, I'm about to start teaching here in the next week. I've been getting myself set for this season. I, of course, starting my new thing this year called Operation Shield. Looks a little crazy. Drilling holes in the side of my car. Basically, I'm trying to protect my vehicle from losing its windows and large hail, baseball-sized hail and stuff. Trying to put a shield around my car. I'm hoping to get some close-ups that I've never been able to get before because I've had to avoid the hail. That's going to look a little crazy, but it's going to be fun. We've thrown baseballs at the car, and it survived completely, so I think we're going to be set on our Operation Shield. We're also excited this year about trying to get some schools involved in storm chasing. We're going to make available to schools daily updates on what's happening with our storm chasing. You'll be able to get some video blogs each day on what we're doing. I haven't decided how far I'm going to take that, if I'm going to go beyond the schools or not this year. My bandwidth is getting eaten up on my website. I am getting more hits. I'm averaging about 250,000 hits a day. Things have been just booming with us as far as storm chasing this year. Working with several networks. We've got German TV coming out this year. We've got French TV that's going to chase with us. We're in several magazines. French magazine called Guts is doing an article. It's going to be a wild season. The way the storms have started out this year, that really got me curious. This has been an incredible spring. I don't really know why this spring is so severe. It is not unheard of. So this spring season is not an unheard of season. We've had these before. 1974 was worse than what we have this year. 1970 had some incredible tornadoes in April and March. But there's something going on in the atmosphere this year that makes me think we're going to have a pretty severe tornado outbreak in May. We have not had any F5 tornadoes yet. And that's got me concerned, too. It's been a long time since we've had an F5. With this start that we have this year in this spring, I would not be surprised if we have one or two F5s this year. And of course, those are the most deadly. F5 tornadoes usually kill people. Winds of over 300 miles an hour. They're just unthinkable tornadoes. We just had some storms in Illinois. We've had storms producing tornadoes in Iowa. This year is just an unpredictable year, I think, as far as knowing where it's going to hit. These are not normal tornado alley zones, so we're in one of those years where everybody needs to be ready. I think tornadoes could hit anywhere in the United States this year, and they're going to probably be pretty severe when they hit. Everybody needs to be prepared, have their safety plans ready. We will keep you updated on where we're at. We are thinking of heading down to Dallas to Oklahoma City the last week and a half of April. I expect some tornadoes, fairly large, long-lived tornadoes, off of historical data that I've studied to happen during that time period. We will let you know what's happening. We'll try and keep you guys updated. And if you have any questions, just send us the questions over, and we'll try and answer them for you and let you know what we see, what we think's happening, and we'll try and get you guys involved in our chase season this year through the radio. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You've got post.
Hi, guys. It's Lingo. Congratulations on making Show 101. It's a great accomplishment, and you should be very proud of yourselves. Let me give you a little history. I started listening about 8 months ago or so after finding your link on Vobes.com. After that, I haven't stopped. You guys are great. Thanks again for all the shows.
Hey, Dad, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just doing a little spot for Craig and Chuck because they made 101 shows. But you know what? It's getting to the point you can only stroke their ego so much. And you know what? I'm done. This has got to stop. God, I hate doing these things. That's it. No more podcasts.
Dad?
No.
I'm back.
That's it, guys. I quit.
101.
It's time for Craig's grand experiment.
Yeah, this is my experiment, so here we go. All right, guys, everybody give me a big hello. Give me a high five out in the chat room.
It takes about 8 seconds for them to actually hear it and see it and type it and then get
KIP 101 says hee hee bleep. Repeat the line.
This is my Linux box translating for everybody.
Repeat the line. Sven 6031 says hello. Repeat the line. KIP 101 says 101. Repeat the line.
101.
Repeat the line. Jorges Rowan says 101. Repeat the line. Sven 6031 says 101.
Well, that's interesting. It knows that there's a repeated line. So if everybody just types 101, it just.
Repeat the line. Beaker 1 says 101. Repeat the line. KHD says 101. Repeat the line.
No, KHD
says hi 101.
There we go. Line.
Philip Bromouse says 101. Repeat the line. Time Elliot says 101.
Time Elliot?
Time Elliot
says 101.
I love the way it says these names.
That's pretty fun.
Repeat the line. Beaker 1
it's says not Jorga Schrauen, it's George S. Rowan.
Repeat the line. Time Elliot says 101. Repeat the line. Dahoof says 1.0.1.
Here you go.
Repeat the line. Norbert 1 says Mark your
what is Victor?
Seems to be working better.
Here you go.
Repeat the line. VMC 1010 says a no.
Oh, it
zero
says
no.
His name right.
Repeat the line.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Oh, well.
Repeat the line.
That was easy.
KIP is a tough
that was mildly right. Amusing. We'll have to ask him something real. All right. Kill it.
All right. All right. We'll have to experiment with that a little bit more. That's not too bad.
That was fun.
Yeah.
101 episodes? That is like 10 years in a dog's life.
Hello, Chuck and Craig. This is Martin McKay from the Network Security Podcast. And I just wanted to let you guys know that you're one of the main reasons I'm in podcasting. After all, I figured if you guys could do it, anybody could. Happy episode 101. Martin McKay out.
Hello, Chuck and Craig. This is Dr. Phil from the Richard Verbs Radio Show. I'd like to offer you my congratulations on reaching this milestone for your excellent podcast. If you continue broadcasting on through the next 101 shows, does this mean that the next big event will be show 202? And that means you'll need to give a binary 11001010. Just a little joke there. Very little. Anyway, keep up the good work in bringing the lighter side of technology to the lay person and making our computers safer for mankind to live with. 101, boys!
Who's ready for a game of Try a Geek?
It's time for Try a Geek.
This is the game where we give you three clues. You tell us what these words have in common. We award points based on the difficulty of these. You send one email to game@chuckchat.com and we will score your points if you're right. No penalties if you're wrong. Tonight's words are crux, blag, and plamo. You tell me what those three words have in common. Send your email to game@chuckchat.com. Don't shout it on the chat room if you know.
Give it yourself.
Whatever that was at the end. Give it yourself.
Keep it yourself.
Wow, that worked out pretty good. I like the timing of those two segments.
I know. Awesome.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, this is Stingray42 wishing you a happy show 101. Thanks for giving us all the great jokes. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, this is Tim from the High Points of Music podcast at hpmpodcast.libsyn.com. How about on the special occasion you give everybody a binary high 10? 1010. Bye.
That would be Victor's sign in the chat room, VMC 1010.
That's right.
Binary high 10. What's that, two hands in the air? Stick them up!
What jokes is everybody referring to? I've been trying to be serious this whole time.
I don't know, man. We're making life in Israel interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And if we can do it, anyone can. That was my favorite part. Yeah. Must make it look easy, you know, kind of like when you watch Tiger Woods play golf. That's hey, right. Look, he goes in the sand too.
I just wish I had his money.
Hey, Chuck and Craig. This is Steve Rickyberg, a.k.a. Missing Intellect. I just want to give you guys a great big binary high five to congratulate you for 101 great editions of Technorama. Here's to 101 more great shows because, quite frankly, I'm really not sure what I'd do without a twice-a-week dose of Technorama. No Technorama, the horror!
All right, everybody, and here is UNIVAC, the Magnificent!
Thank you.
I hold in my hand three sealed envelopes.
I, UNIVAC the Magnificent, offer my wisdom for you. Utilizing my amazing psychic but not quite psychotic powers, I will attempt to find clues to what is written inside. And for those that do not believe in my powers, may you be cursed with 1,000 pop-ups.
Okay. Here is the first envelope.
Quiet, please. I need quiet to concentrate. Microsoft Vista.
Microsoft Vista!
Do you plan on doing that all night?
Oh, sorry, no.
Thank you, geez. Microsoft Vista. And Duke Nukem 4. Name two things that we are not likely to see in our lifetime. Hold on, it gets better.
Here is the second envelope.
SCO Unix. Name something that is as important to the computer industry as cheese.
And here is the third.
Just give it to me already.
There you go.
Science fiction. Mountain Dew. Cheese Whiz. What people are getting too much of when they think that they see another new face on Mars.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. UNIVAC the Magnificent.
Philip from Australia giving you a binary high five from down under, which I guess makes it a chest high five. Or something like that. Anyway, congrats on the show, guys. See you later. That can't be a good sound.
Hey, Chuck and Craig. Congrats on reaching show 101. Thanks for giving us the only place where we can feed our inner geeks twice a week.
Philip, we're missing the reference on what that chest high 101 thing is all about.
Hey, Chuck, you may not want to know.
If it had anything to do with girls.
Huh?
I don't know.
What is it with you lately?
Wait.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, whoa. All right, let's move right along.
Oh, we're back on the air. Theater of the mind, baby. Theater of the mind.
Wait a minute, here's
101.
Yes! That's fantastic. Well done, Chucky boy. Just wanted to say congratulations on Technorama's 101. It's a staggering achievement, and we're absolutely very proud of you. How you can keep going with all that technical jiggery-pokery, I have absolutely no idea, but I do know it's blooming clever. So have a great show, and all our thoughts are with you. Take care from us. Bye-bye.
Looking forward to seeing that man in a couple of weeks. He'll be coming here to get his podcast award. And I will no longer have to polish this darn thing for him.
That's right.
Gosh darn it. Hey, we are almost done. We're just going to take a quick run through the geek library. We have more stuff than can fill an entire another show. So
that's right.
We're going to include it in the show notes.
But things I got to talk about this one.
About 101.
Yep. 101 things. I've got a link to the 101 best screenplays. I got a Google search for 101, which interestingly enough brings up a bunch of classes. Of course, a link to the movie of 101 Dalmatians. And here's a link to iPod 101 over at apple.com.
What does Wikipedia have to say about 101?
I don't know. I didn't even look. Let's go look real quick.
While you're doing that, I'm going to talk about Firefox Flicks in case anybody's been hiding under a rock for the last week or two. Firefox has been coming out with this commercial or contest. It ended, I think it ended Friday the 14th, for people to come up with different commercials you could air on television about Firefox. These are pretty darn funny in many cases. And you know what? I looked at it again today, and it looked like there were a whole different set of them there. So people have been cranking these things out. I want to see who the winner was. So if you head over to firefoxflix.com or follow the link in the show notes that's in the Geek Library section, you will find out. Did you find anything on Wikipedia?
Yeah, here you go. 101 is the natural number following 100 and preceding 102.
Oh, God. The sky is blue. What else?
When written without the and, 101 is the smallest number requiring 13 letters in the English language.
It's a palindrome.
101 is the 26th prime number and is a palindromic number.
Oh, swing!
The next prime number is... Chuck?
Next prime number, 103. No.
Bingo.
Yeah, yes. It is.
Stop while you're ahead. 101 is also at universities in the United States. Sometimes, of course, number of the basic entry class.
457 toothpicks fell on the floor.
Shut up. 101. Room 101 is the George Orwell novel, 1984.
All right.
Wait a minute, I'm not done.
All right.
Go ahead.
Keep going.
No, fine. I'll just link to it. Right, I'll show you.
Ooh, wiki threats.
Wiki threats.
And Mad Marv did an outstanding job as our news sleuth this week. Came up with about 20, 25 links to wonderful Technorama material. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time to cram it in this show.
You know what? He's lucky his girlfriend or his wife does not listen to the show. What are you doing with all your time?
You will find links to things like the laser used to melt fat through your skin, the amazing two-legged dog that walks upright like a human, the grass car.
I watched that. Whoa, I watched that. That was cool.
The dog?
Yeah, the dog, because it looks like a little hairy person walking around. I mean, he's walking like a... I'm telling you, go watch it. They make an appearance on Montel, which is a little funny, but...
The giant deep-sea volcano with the moat of death. The illegal prime number, since we were just talking about prime numbers. I think that's very fitting.
Oh, that's a crime number.
Well, find those and more in the show notes. We didn't want to waste all his hard work, and these are wonderful. But... we are running out of time for this time, and we really appreciate all the well wishes for show 101.
I thought this show was going to be 101 minutes long.
101 days?
No.
If we did 10,000 shows like what was it, Bruce Barr suggested, we'd be here till like 75.
Hey, thanks for Technorama. This is coming to you from the nursing home.
I don't believe that was in my retirement plan.
I give a shout out to the chat room, but they're all stone deaf!
And dead.
Everybody's turning to Zahadoom.
And the next article is
alright, until then, give them the traditional end of show stuff.
What stuff would that be? Oh,
how to contact us.
Yes. Now it's your turn to get back in touch with us like so many before you. Call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. That's 2428. Email Chuck at chuck@chuckchat.com. Send your audio comments to chuckchat@gmail.com. And you can contact me at craig@chuckchat.com. And I just want to say thank you for everybody's clips that they sent in for the 101 and everybody's support. And it's been a lot of fun. And we'll do this all again in a couple weeks when we do our one-year show.
One-year anniversary's coming up. Get back to work!
So be sure to visit the website at www.chitchat.com for links to swarms and frags.
Swarms and frags?
And other links to our show notes and all that kind of blah, blah, blah. The show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsattech.com.
And tell a friend about Technorama and teach them how to subscribe. They'll love you for it.
Or they'll take you off the Christmas list.
It's been a great 101 shows. Time has just flown by in the last 101 shows, and we look forward to doing another 101 for you.
That's right.
Thank you for everything. Till next time, binary high five.
101.
Hey, that'd be a good name for a show.
101.